Today we're going to talk spring turkey hunting with upland game biologist RJ Gross. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, welcome to the program. How many licenses, spring turkey licenses, this year in 2022 compared to 2021?
Well, we raised them, we've got 635 more this year. There's 7,647 licenses available this year.
And there's still one unit that's closed out of the 22.
Yep, unit 21 down in the southwest, it's Hettinger and Adams County. Turkey population just isn't high enough to have a spring season down there yet.
And that's been closed for a decade or more?
Yeah, it's been closed for quite a while, over a decade.
Okay, and the increases in licenses, there's 22 units. Is it in all the units or just certain units?
We raised them in 10 units this year, mainly out west. And turkey populations out in western North Dakota, especially Badlands, are doing very well. But there were a couple in the east that we raised. 10 are the same as last year. We did decrease in one, unit 3, which is around Devil's Lake. Just success hasn't been up to par in there, so we decreased that. And then, like you said, the one unit that's still closed, unit 21.
RJ, any other changes to the spring turkey season?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we'll go back to last year. For safety reasons, muzzle-loading rifles are not a legal firearm anymore. And continue that this year for safety reasons, we got rid of handguns. Handguns are not a legal firearm anymore. It's a shotgun-only season and archery equipment. No shotgun larger than 10 gauge can be used, and you can still use muzzle-loading of shotguns. And you know, that's not just a North Dakota thing, it's a nationwide movement. It's for safety. There's been an increase in accidents with rifles, handguns during turkey season. You know, you're in close contact a lot of times, not very far away from the birds, from the decoy, things like that. So it's for safety of the hunters.
RJ, how is the spring turkey season different from the fall mm-hmm. turkey season?
Yep, that's a good question. So our spring, we typically call that the recreational season. Bearded turkeys only, it could be a female. So hens, you know, around 10% of those do have beards. So it's one bearded turkey per license. That's compared to our fall season, which is our population control season. And then that one you can shoot toms, hens, jakes, anything.
In the spring, a lot of people call the turkeys in. Mm-hmm. They're displaying, dancing and displaying.
Yep.
Great opportunity to take a child.
It is. And you know, we have a special opportunity. You know, first time turkey license holders, 15 or younger, get or guaranteed a turkey tag. And that's statewide. So, you know, they're not confined to one zone. They can go wherever they have the opportunity for a turkey. And you know, even if you don't have a license, taking a kid, you know, like my 5 and 2 year old, they like coming sitting in the blind, watching the turkeys come into the decoys, hearing them gobble, things like that.
It's just a great sight when you see them dancing like that.
It is, yeah.
I mean, you get real close to them.
And, mm-hmm, yep.
One thing hunters can do to help you guys manage turkeys is what?
So at the end of the season, you'll get, well, a portion of people will get a survey summarizing your hunting, if you got a turkey or not, when you got it, things like that. That's really important. You know, that's how we determine hunter success, timing of season structures, everything like that. And then also when you get your license, you'll get a wing envelope. And that's, you'll cut off, once you harvest a turkey, cut off the tips of 3 primaries, typically the outer ones. Those are the wing tips. And then a handful of breast feathers right along the breastbone. If it gets too much toward the outside, towards the armpits, can't tell if it's male or female. And that's really the only way that I have to track the harvest of the population. That's how we determine, you know, adult, juvenile, in the fall, male, female harvest ratio.
RJ, how do turkeys do in the wintertime?
They do pretty good. You know, they're a lot bigger than all the other upland species. They're a lot tougher. You know, they key in on agriculture, cattle operations, things like that. But you know, and they like to be in the woods, things like that. So they're a little bit easier to get through the winter than everything else.
So the cold weather and the deep snow.
Deep snow, you know, that'll get tougher because they'll have to scratch down to get everything. But cold, they don't seem to mind that as much.
When is the deadline to apply?
Deadline to apply is February 16th this year, and you can do that on our website.
Can you get more than one tag, I guess? I should ask that.
You can, yep. After the initial lottery, the leftovers that we have in different units, and there always are some units that have leftovers, you can get one additional license.
Okay, and the season dates is when?
Yep. It always opens the second Saturday in April, and this year that's April 9th, and that's open till May 15th.
A lot of great information, RJ. Thank you.
Thank you.